This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, December 19th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. ZEV pickups raise cost concerns. Bird flu, state of emergency, and farm aid in limbo. Now here's a programming note. Daybreak West will be on holiday from December 23rd to January 1st. We'll be back January 2nd. GOP leaders condemn EPA's approval of gas car ban. Republican lawmakers worry the EPA's approval of California's sales ban on gas-powered cars will raise the cost of living. Assembly Minority Leader James Gallagher said he strongly condemns the rule since the state is not equipped to manage additional energy needs. He called Governor Gavin Newsom's recent rule tour, quote, just a publicity stunt on X, arguing he, quote, clearly hasn't learned anything from it. His counterpart in the other House, Senator Brian Jones of San Diego, eager to see whether a Supreme Court review would revoke the waiver. Meanwhile, environmental groups celebrated the decision, saying it generates momentum for achieving California's emission reductions goals. Casey Kadams, executive director at the U.S. Climate Alliance, said the rule, quote, empowers America's climate-leading states to go further, faster to stamp out climate pollution. But energy industry groups argue the rule ignores the desire of voters for affordability. Western States Petroleum Association President and CEO Catherine Renis Boyd hopes new lawmakers in the legislature will rebalance economic and environmental priorities. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Newsom declares state of emergency over H5N1 outbreak. Governor Newsom proclaimed a state of emergency yesterday to secure resources for those on the front lines of the bird flu outbreak across California. Newsom said his administration, quote, is committed to further protecting public health, supporting our agriculture industry, and ensuring that Californians have access to accurate, up-to-date information. Anja Rodabaugh, CEO of Western United Dairy, said the announcement will hopefully free up immobilized funds in the Commodity Credit Corporation, as well as generate additional biosecurity measures for our dairies. Rodabaugh is concerned bird flu is infecting even closed herds, dairies that don't move their cows. She believes the order will reformat the quarantine system to better protect unaffected regions. She suggested abortions caused by infections will become a greater issue for dairy operations, though it is unclear the extent of the issue right now. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value. Connecting vision. Bravo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. WERDA clears Senate. A new water resources authorization bill is on its way to President Biden's desk. That bill, which the Senate passed last night, 97-1, has a provision to increase funding for construction and upkeep on locks and dams. The bill would authorize a feasibility study for raising Pine Flat Dam by 12 feet and boosting the reservoir's million-acre-foot capacity. Representative Jim Costa of California called that crucial for increasing water storage for farmers in the San Joaquin Valley. It also would provide $50 million for water supply infrastructure in Kern County and $20 million along with funding for other California water projects. Musk and Trump threats jeopardize farm aid. The future of $31 billion in disaster relief and economic assistance for farmers in doubt last night, that after Elon Musk and then Donald Trump threatened the political future of any Republican who voted for the 1,500-page bill that contains the funding. Musk launched a barrage of posts on X against the bill during the day. Trump himself weighed in publicly last night, demanding a stripped-down version that includes an increase in the federal debt limit. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania told AgriPulse he would oppose any new bill that omits the economic assistance for farmers. Perhaps Dodge doesn't remember. Trump 1.0 spent about $28 billion in CCC funds to support farmers who were hurt by his trade war with China, all of which was unbudgeted. Now the farmers and ranchers who largely supported his reelection may be left to wonder why he won't support economic relief. Now, you can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Lawmakers told broad tariffs threaten extensive ag damage. If the Trump administration presses ahead with proposals to impose sweeping tariffs on U.S. imports, the damage inflicted on U.S. agriculture would be substantial, economists told lawmakers yesterday. It would be quite extensive, Ed Gesser, Director for Trade and Global Markets at the Progressive Policy Institute, said during a joint economic committee hearing yesterday. If we have, for example, threats of tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China together, that's about 10% of all farm income, Gesser said. It would be a pretty difficult time. Democrat Representative Susan Delveen of Washington, Gwen Moore of Wisconsin, and Jimmy Panetta of California all said the agriculture producers in their states had faced repercussions from previous retaliatory tariffs, even with subsidies to offset export losses. You're essentially paying people who were making good livings and honest livings before the tariff escalations, Gesser said. Why not let people keep winning rather than subsidizing for losing? ITC PIC sees merit in preemptive trade protections. Both the Republican and Democratic PICs to serve on the International Trade Commission say that if confirmed, they'll look into why the agency hasn't done more to prevent harm to industries from unfair trade. We hear from our constituents about how government doesn't act until everybody is devastated. They're just picking up the pieces, Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon said during a hearing yesterday on the two nominations. Wyden pointed out that Congress has given ITC the authority to act preemptively before the damage has been inflicted on an industry, but that the powers are rarely used. Democratic nominee James Coughlin said the issue would be something worth looking into, while Republican Haley Craig also said she would work with lawmakers on the issue if confirmed. China is not sitting around waiting for us, Wyden added. They're moving now, moving aggressively. The appointments of both remain uncertain this Congress after senators have expressed concern about the expedited approval process. Well, here's today's final word. Influenza is a greedy little bastard. That Anja Rudabaugh, CEO of Western United Dairies, describing how H5N1 mutations can combine with other forms of influenza to create new strains. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, December 19th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Elliott.